Here's a song I've wanted to sing all the time I've been at camp. And you're probably wondering, why didn't you sing it then? Well, I'm not going to now with you. Number 78 in our white book. Number 78 in our white book.
I've learned to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take the name of Jesus with
the page. Praise God. Take the name of Jesus with you. Sing that first verse again.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Hallelujah. There's a verse in the Bible that says, I will praise thee in the great congregation. There's talking about Jesus, it seems. After he's resurrected, he's going to praise the Lord for the victory that God has given him. We have a man in our church that sometimes likes us to get more excited than we are. And, you know, he talks about when you go to the ball game, everybody shouts, and they shout for the Mets, or Yankees, sorry. And so we should shout for Jesus. And he talked about a lady at work that he met that had no problem yelling, Hallelujah, right there at work. And he said, wow, you're really bold. You're not afraid to shout Hallelujah here at work? No way. So he went home and he started thinking about how he should be shouting Hallelujah at work too. I hope he has a job when I get back. you know, I understand that it's right to be enthusiastic for Jesus, and we certainly want to be that. But you know, it's not the same as shouting for the Mets and shouting Hallelujah just to show that you're not ashamed of Jesus. It's when Jesus says, I will praise thee in the congregation, it's the praises of Jesus in our hearts. It's a touch of the Holy Ghost upon our lives. And that's the type of praise that God is looking for. As we yield ourselves to the Lord, and as we let him praise through us, as we let him anoint us, it seems as though somewhere along the way, he's the one that's praising right through us. Lifting our praises, the high praises of God, he puts into our mouths. And so, I don't encourage our congregation to just shout and yell and be as loud as they can. But I say, let's just get in touch with the Lord. And let's look for Jesus and for his anointing. He'll put his anointing upon your praises as you yield yourself to him. And then he'll shout through you. Every once in a while, we do get a good shout. But if it's in the Lord, it's a shout that brings blessing into the meeting and doesn't scare the life out of the person sitting next to you, which we get every once in a while, as I mentioned before. Praise God. Somebody said that they listened to Brother Waldfogel tapes, Hans Waldfogel tapes, and I think that in other tapes of our services, you can notice that once in a while, especially if it's a tape of the whole meeting. In the beginning of the meeting, people will begin to praise the Lord, they'll sing some songs, and then somebody explained it this way, that suddenly something happens, and the praises sound so different. And he couldn't exactly understand what that was. And I think Brother Edwin explained to us that's when the Holy Ghost anoints our praises and brings them up into God somehow. And that's when Jesus is praising in the midst of the congregation. Well, that's what we're looking for tonight. We're looking for Jesus. As we praise him, we start out in the natural, get our minds on him. The songs help us to do that. But as we praise him, don't be surprised if Jesus anoints you. Believe him for that. Because when his touch is upon the praises, then you feel as though you're praising God in a way that he's really worthy of. You ever feel like you can't give him the praise that he deserves? Lord, I wish I could praise you better. I wish I could praise you in a way that you're worthy of. Well, the Lord says, well, I can help you with that. Just worship me, and my anointing will come upon you. And you know, those praises are different. And those praises open the way for victory in our lives and in our midst. And so let's continue to praise the Lord. And as we do, let's look for Jesus. He inhabits the praises of his people. When they crossed the sea, the Red Sea, they said that I will praise him. They began to sing praises to the Lord, and the horse and rider he hath thrown into the sea. And in Exodus chapter 15 there, I believe it is, 14 or 15, I'd have to look that up. But there it says, I will praise him. And in another translation, it says, I will make him a habitation. When we praise the Lord, we make a place. We prepare a place for God to come. and to dwell and to inhabit those praises. And so that's what we're doing. We're not here to make noise tonight. We're not here to be quiet tonight. But we're here to just see Jesus and worship Him and let Him give us praise to Him or whatever He may have in mind. So let's keep in touch with the Lord. And as we do, God will lead us throughout this meeting. And maybe He'll use you. Praise God. So Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can all acknowledge that Jesus is right here with us tonight, that we can sense Your presence. And even if we can't, Lord, we know what Your word tells us. And we're conducting ourselves as in Your presence. We ask that You will help us to give You the praise and the adoration that You are worthy of. In ourselves, we feel like we fall short. But Lord, when You anoint us, when You praise through us, then we are satisfied that Jesus is being glorified among us as He ought to be. And so, Lord, I pray that You'll bring every one of us into that flow of the Holy Ghost. Lord, maybe we don't know a whole lot about that, but as much as we do, we pray that You'll help us to yield ourselves to God. And we pray that You'll have Your way in this gathering tonight. Jesus, that's all we want. We want You to have Your way. Give us Your word, Lord. You give it to us, Jesus, we pray. You know what we need, what truths we need to take to heart and to think about tonight. We also pray, Lord, for those down in the village as they're gathering together for their last meeting together. We pray that You will be mightily in the midst. We pray that You'll pour out Your Spirit upon them. We pray, Jesus, that You will come to every one of those young ladies and all of the staff. And we ask, Jesus, that You will just put Your seal upon that which You have wrought in these days. Put a capstone of blessing upon all that You've been doing for our sisters down there. Do it in the cottage too, Lord. We're so blessed to see how these workers take that so seriously, leading the little ones to Jesus, pouring into their lives the truth of God's word, and then praying over them that that word will take root and bring forth fruit in due time. And Lord, how many children have testified, or as they've gotten older, that they were saved in the cottage. That's where they met Jesus. That's where they first felt His presence. And so, Lord, we are believing that in this group as well, that these testimonies will be forthcoming because You are so faithful. And so bless the whole camp tonight. Jesus, let Your presence settle over us and let a sweet anointing come upon every one of our lives so that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing, His Name is Wonderful. Do you have a key for us, brother?
His name is wonderful.
Sing number 115, and why don't you stand together? You know, we don't collect the offering, so I forget to get people to stand. And it's good to do that in the meeting. It refreshes you a little bit. And then I see Brother Eddie Wallfogel's here, and I imagine that he's wanting to say something, or we'd like you to hear from him. So you feel free, Brother Eddie, okay? Usually he's telling me that. So. Number 115, let's stand together. Open my eyes. rehearse again as we take our seats. It goes right along with what our young people sang for us. Verse 2.